is SBS News. I'm Maya Jameson. In this bulletin, firefighters in New South Wales and Queensland brace for more dangerous conditions. Two federal MPs refused entry to China have been told they'll need to repent and redress their mistakes if they want to visit the country. And Steve Smith and David Warner ahead of their first test in Australia since their suspension for ball tampering. More than 300 homes have been destroyed by the New South Wales bushfires over the past 9 days. Almost 2,000 firefighters and emergency services are working to establish containment lines around dozens of blazes, including more than 30 yet to be contained. Backburning continues around the massive Gospers Mountain blaze on Sydney's northern western outskirts, which has already burned through an area larger than Canberra. Ben Shepherd is from the New South Wales Rural Fire Service.
Each afternoon we are seeing these fires start to flare and run, so there's a lot of work to do with more than 1.1 million hectares of bush now burning. There is still days, if not weeks, and possibly even months of work ahead of us before these fires are brought under control.
Meanwhile, in Queensland, firefighters are frantically working against worsening conditions. The Weather Bureau has warned that hot, dry, westerly winds will sear the southeast as conditions continue to deteriorate. And there'll be similar conditions in Western Australia, with a catastrophic fire danger warning issued for districts, including the East Pilbara coast. Two federal MPs refused entry to China have been told they'll need to repent and redress their mistakes if they want to visit the country. Liberal MPs Andrew Hastie and Senator James Patterson were due to travel to Beijing in December with Labour MP Matt Keogh as part of a study tour organised by the think tank China Matters. But on Friday, the pair, both China critics, were told their visas had been denied. Mr. Hastie says the decision is politically motivated, but China Matters chief executive Alistair Nicholas says the move is due to the amount of media attention around the pair's scheduled visit.
Normally when we take a tour to China, we don't do any pre-visit media. We go, we have those discussions, very frank discussions, even those most sensitive ones. When we come back, the politicians are free to do as much media as they want.
Senator Patterson says he's disappointed the trip has been postponed.
It appears to be that they're not willing to have dialogue with people who have been publicly critical of them, and that's a shame, because both Andrew and I in good faith agreed to visit China because we were interested in learning more about China and hearing from Chinese people about their perspective on the world, and also having an opportunity to share our perspective and our concerns with them. So it's a shame that they don't appear to be interested in having that free exchange of ideas.
Sri Lankans are going to the polls to choose their new leader 7 months after a devastating terror attack that killed more than 250 people. A total of 35 candidates are vying for votes in the presidential elections, the third since the end of the country's decades-long civil war in 2009. The current president, however, is not on the ballot. Maithripala Sirisena has decided against running after coming under criticism following the Easter Sunday bombings. To sport now, and in cricket, Australian spin bowler Nathan Lyon says he's looking forward to Steve Smith and David Warner bat over the next few weeks. They'll play their first test here in Australia since being suspended for ball tampering when Australia hosts Pakistan at the Gabba in Queensland. The first test begins on Thursday.
They're world-class players, aren't they? So it's great that they're firing, especially Davey's been up absolutely exceptional in the T20s format. So I'm looking forward to see how he goes out here. Steve, I don't need to talk about Steve. He's Steve, so we'll leave it at that. Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
And now a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 29. Adelaide, similar conditions, 21. Melbourne, cloudy, 17. Hobart, partly cloudy, 17 as well. Canberra, also partly cloudy, 24. Wollongong, shower or two, 20. Sydney, much the same, 22 degrees. Newcastle, possible shower, 26. Brisbane, a shower or two and a possible storm, 32. Cairns, mostly sunny, 32. Darwin, partly cloudy, 35. This is SBS News.